Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir's English podcast. Conferences aimed at liquidating the cause of the Blessed Land are taking place amidst the liquidation of the blood of its people. Bombing fires are burning the bodies of children in Gaza. Hunger is eating away at their remains. Tanks are crushing life in the homes of the steadfast. And aircrafts are raining down their lava on hospitals and the tents of the displaced. Against the backdrop of these crimes, a conference convened last night, 22nd September 2025, in New York, called for by France and Saudi Arabia, demanded recognition of the, quote, state of Palestine. Indeed, the conference was convened to discuss the recognition of the Palestinian state while our blood is flowing profusely and the massacres are at their most intense. It is a conference convened by countries that are witnessing massacres, starvation, the burning of children, and the genocide that has been ongoing for 2 years without aiding Gaza and its people, even with a sip of water. Is the convening of the conference a wake-up call after a period of inattention, or is its convening amidst the genocide of the Palestinian people the most appropriate circumstance to liquidate their cause and shed their blood? This conference is like dozens of recognitions, conferences, and resolutions before it, which did not stop the crimes and aggression of the Jews. The current recognitions are, as the French president said, that recognition of the Palestinian state opens the way for useful negotiations between the Palestinians and the, quote, Israelis. Everyone knows what negotiations with the Jews mean, but the conference carries within it the deadly poison, even if it takes the oppression of the people of Palestine as a cover and a title and bears the guise of defending their rights. The issue of recognizing the Palestinian state is nothing but a gateway to liquidating the Palestinian cause, which was confirmed by the words of the aforementioned conference. This was when it made the entity, its security, and its survival the cornerstone of solutions, and when it rendered the struggle of the Palestinian people a condemnable form of terrorism. This was to create the alleged pariah statelet, stripped of everything created by a malicious Western eye, without land, weapons, resources, security, or dignity. It was tailored to the size of the usurping entity to preserve it and perpetuate its existence, and it served as a cheap tool for it. It was to be the paltry price for burying and relinquishing the Palestinian cause and the bridge through which the normalization train could pass. The conference's final statement also carried a malicious call for a new occupation of Palestine by bringing in an international mission inspired by the U.S. Coordinators Project and the European police to supervise the Gaza Strip. As for America, it only wants it to be a demilitarized autonomous state in a part of Palestine with the hegemony of the Jewish entity over it. Regardless of the desire of the Palestinian Authority and the agent rulers to call it a Palestinian state, that does not change anything about its reality. America does not want it to be a sovereign state even over a part of Palestine. Rather, it is more like an unarmed self-rule, except for what is necessary for the local police as a tool for suppressing the people of Palestine and under Jewish hegemony. It is one of the ironies of the times that colonial powers like France and Britain, which established the loathsome entity nearly 80 years ago, are the ones calling for the two-state solution, only because they are so keen to consolidate it, and that the echo of their voice is the treacherous rulers who previously surrendered Palestine in 1948 and 1967, leaving it to the entity as an easy morsel soaked in the blood of its people. Today, they come after their recognition of the criminal entity has become a fait accompli to demand crumbs in the form of a Palestinian state and to represent the matter in celebration as a victory and a gain. O our Ummah, the best nation brought forth for humankind, Al-Aqsa Mosque and the Blessed Land will not be liberated by the rulers of Jordan, Egypt, the Hejaz, Turkey, or Pakistan. These rulers have become accustomed to treason. If they think they will bury the issue of the Blessed Land under the so-called two-state solution, they are delusional. Palestine has been the jewel of Islam since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala linked it to his sacred house with a single bond. When he took his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the night journey from the sacred mosque to the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-Aqsa alladhi barakna hawla. Glory be to the one who took his servant Muhammad by night from the sacred mosque to the farthest mosque whose surroundings we have blessed. Al-Isra 1. Therefore, it will never accept division because the Islamic creed refuses for its adherents to relinquish it. As for the solutions that colonialism seeks to impose and the conditions that it wants to establish and the traitorous rulers promote, their fate is to disappear and the fate of the Jewish entity is to be crushed so that Palestine may return pure and clean to the lands of Islam. The lesson of the Crusaders is not far away. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ لِيَسُوءَ وُجُوهَكُمْ وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْ تَتْبِيرًا. And when the second warning would come to pass, your enemies would be left to totally disgrace you and enter the place of worship as they entered it the first time and utterly destroy whatever would fall into their hands. Al-Isra 7. O Muslims, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the people of the Blessed Land will not be harmed by those who let them down. They have an appointment with a glorious victory from Allah, Al-Qawi Al-Aziz. The liberation of the Blessed Land depends on the liberation of the Islamic Ummah from the puppet regimes that have oppressed it. Muslims will remain in miserable conditions unless they shake off the dust of humiliation, challenge the oppressors, and address their sons and brothers in the armed forces and armies to move immediately to establish the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, which is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the glad tidings of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the call of Allah and His Messenger to you, and it is what Hizb ut-Tahrir calls you to. So support Allah, and He will support you and make your feet firm. Whoever thinks that safety lies in remaining silent about treason is mistaken. These criminal regimes will continue to subject us to various forms of humiliation and will clothe our children in the garb of fear, hunger, and misery. There is no salvation for Muslims in this world or their hereafter unless they work day and night to establish Allah's deen on earth and topple the criminal regimes. Whoever delays this good deed has no one to blame but himself when he stands before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without an excuse. It is sufficient for you in this regard what Muslim narrated on the authority of Abu Dharr, may Allah be pleased with him, on the authority of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and what he narrated from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ibadi, innama hiya a'malukum, uhsiha lakum, thumma uwaffikum iyaha, faman wajada khayran, falyahmidillah, waman wajada ghayra dhalik, fala yulumanna illa nafsah. O my servants, it is but your deeds that I account for you and then recompense you for. So he who finds good, let him praise Allah. And he who finds other than that, let him blame no one but himself. O Allah, convey this goodness from us and open the hearts of Muslims by it and to it and grant us from you a supporting authority. Praise be to Allah, Lord of the worlds. Hizb ut-Tahrir, the Blessed Land, Palestine.